Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. I am back here after a very long weekend, very fun weekend. Probably the most fun I've had going to a wrestling event, I don't know, maybe dating back to like 2001 when I went to the King of Indies with Dave. All in weekend's over. It was absolutely awesome. Then I came home and watched Raw. What do you want to talk about here today? It's up to you. I'm going to open up the phone lines. I'm going to open up the text message bin, the whole nine yards. If you want to give us a call, a lot of options here today. 844-411-5411 is the studio line. Direct to me. You call. When you hear the show, you're next. You can also wait on hold on the sports byline. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. And you can send your text messages all day to 425-780-7566. Do you have comments on All In? Did you attend All In? Did you attend StarCast? Do you have questions about StarCast? Do you, for some reason, want to talk about Raw outside of the Undertaker Shawn Michaels segment, which was awesome? Rest of the show, I could not possibly care less about. But it's up to you. Whatever's on your mind today, we can talk about. Once again, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. I don't know if we're going to have any big-time guests on this week. We might, but it seems to me there is so much stuff to talk about that maybe we should just talk about it for the next couple of days and get your thoughts on everything. We've also got more on Triple H Undertaker. We got matches added to the Evolution pay-per-view. We have SmackDown coming up tonight. We have Hell in a Cell coming up. Any of those are topics open to discussion, or again, anything from this past weekend's All In weekend. No shows Sunday or Monday here, so a lot to catch up on. And we'll kick it off with a fable after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. The Swallow and the Crow. The Swallow and the Crow had a contention about their plumage. The Crow put an end to the dispute by saying, "Your feathers are all very well in the spring, but mine protect me against the winter. Fine weather friends are not worth much." What's going on over there, Mike? I heard a weird noise. Was that you?
That was the phone going off. I had somebody calling in. I think that they were so excited to hear the fable that they wanted to call in and actually hear it, but they know they can't call in that way. They need to call in through the studio number or through your studio number.
Let's
give
right.
those out again.
That's right. Everyone's interrupting my fables here today. 1-800-878-PLAY, 844-411-5411, 425-780-7566. Am I wasting my time with these fables here today?
Probably.
God, probably. Listen.
Well, I don't know.
Let me just say one thing. I don't want to talk about Raw because it sucked, except for The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels. I'm so down on Raw lately, especially after All In Weekend was so great. But even Dave argued this last night. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
What?
So these hoodlums caused a riot. They got arrested. They got sent to the clink where it was determined that, in fact, they did cause a riot. They caused a riot. They were charged with inciting a riot, disorderly conduct. I can't even remember what else. And then the cops let them drive the paddy wagon back to the building where they incite another riot. What am I doing with my life? And why are people defending this? Don't even get into me about Steve Austin, blah, blah, blah. In the Attitude Era, Steve Austin would be wrongfully arrested. Goldberg would be wrongfully arrested. Goldberg would be falsely accused and taken out of the building. When the cops find out that he didn't actually do anything wrong, yeah, they gave him a ride back to the building in the vehicle. When you actually cause a riot, when you actually are charged with disorderly conduct, they don't let you take the vehicle back to the building so you can cause another riot. This is so stupid, and I got people defending it all day like I am the jerk.
Yeah, but how are they defending it? Look how most people are defending it. They're defending it by saying,
"Well, it always has happened in wrestling."
That's exactly it.
But it hasn't. That's my point.
Well, even look, this is one time where not having any continuity or having any reasoning behind something would be okay. Don't say they were charged with anything, because like back in the day, Steve Austin might go out in handcuffs or he may be removed. But they didn't actually say he was being charged with anything. In most cases, I don't remember. Or most times where that something like that happens. Obviously, there's the Goldberg case where he was able to be let go on that infamous Nitro. But throw that out the window. They didn't have to say anything. And even if they did, how about disorderly conduct? Wouldn't that be enough? Because I actually knew somebody that got arrested on a holiday weekend that actually got out and booked within an hour of getting that disorderly conduct. So, okay, fine. Just go with disorderly conduct. If it's inciting a riot because you have got to throw something else on there, I mean, then why have them come back in a police again? Like you said, it doesn't make any sense. But if they just wouldn't have said anything at all and they showed back up again, you could have shrugged your shoulders and said, yeah, that's WWE. But if you're actually supposed to care even the slightest bit about the story, eh. But then again, as Road Dogg would tell you, what you're really seeing isn't exactly what you're seeing. And what do you know anyway? You have got to let all of this play out.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Let's see what everyone else is thinking about today. Is it Raw or is it All In? You're on the air. What's up?
Well, technically it was neither, although probably more All In.
All right.
Actually, it was All In. Sorry, I was distracted by looking something up for the question. Anyway, good evening. Hope you guys are having a good time after the illustrious weekend.
Yes, what's going on?
A couple of quick questions. First off, just a quick thing on All In. I had only seen like a 2/3 of it because of the distance of, well, Sweden and time difference anyway. Penta, hadn't seen before, blew me away. Probably the best first impressions of maybe Minoru Suzuki. Anyway, so I had some questions, and one of them was not related to All In per se, but it relates to my favorite wolf-based wrestler and other things with regards to that.
All right, we got to get going. What's the question?
Sorry. Well, given that he's a vegan and animal rights activist, would ZSJ, theoretically, if he was into intergender fights, be okay to fight Chris Wolf, or is that animal cruelty?
I mean, he's not going to eat her.
True that, I guess. But it seems wasteful in that case. Oh, well, anyway. Secondly, with regards to what you're doing with your life, I think you're an empathic, cathartic, youthfully, curmudgeonly, collective lightning rod for us wrestling fans whenever WWE's writing teams strike out in ways as hilarious as they are tragic.
I really appreciate that.
But, well, you know, someone's got to do it, and you do it pretty well, in my opinion. Anyway, so I think you guys discussed it at some point, but I haven't been listening for that long. But I was curious as to both of you, what, if any, specific match and or wrestler first got you into wrestling as a fan, and why and when in your life? That's pretty much it.
All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. That was not where I expected this show to go today. I was a big fan of the Ultimate Warrior when I was a kid. What about you, Mike?
Ric Flair.
All right. We'll talk about this more, caller, on another day, but there's a lot of All In and Raw stuff to talk about here today, and the history of our wrestling fandom can wait. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, this is Preston in Salt Lake City. What a weekend, huh?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, after watching All In and Raw, it kind of got me thinking. I'm more of I like to describe myself as an old school kind of guy. And it got me thinking, when did the definition of over change? And what I mean by that is, you see things like heels doing heel things and they get cheered because they're everybody's favorite wrestler. A good example being anything Chris Jericho does. And then you have goofy faces like John Cena. He always says his prayers and he drives the speed limit and he gets booed out of the building. Over used to mean getting the right reaction, getting heat on heels and cheering faces. But now it's just generally defined as what the crowd wants to see. And that's the general feeling that I got from All In. But the booking was all over the place. Heels were not heels. Faces weren't faces. And maybe that's what I didn't like about it.
Wait a second. Were we watching the same All In? Hold on. What All In were you watching? The heels were not heels? And the faces were not faces? That's totally opposite of what I saw in that show.
Well, maybe I'm just used to more kind of like the old Dutch Mantel, Jim Crockett style of things. I mean, they were healing it up, but they were also playing to the crowd way too much for me.
All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. I we can't possibly have watched the same show.
Well, it is a different time. Well, first, look, Bob Backlund got booed. Hulk Hogan got booed. There are guys who get booed. Now, obviously, John Cena, that era, took it to a new, different level, but it was a new and different fan base, a new and different generations that were actually pulling apart at that time. You know, the parents and older kids were booing, and I mean, it was different. And that's the thing with All In. It's playing to a different crowd. It's playing to a it was a different show, and it's a different time where, yeah, look, heels are going to get a response. That doesn't mean that they can't at least go out there and try to be heels. Not everybody's got to be the NWO. And I think I sort of understand what he's saying, But I think he's missing the fact that the heels are still being heels and they're still treated as such. I mean, Bully Ray is still a heel.
Go through this show here. Like, Bully Ray was hated. Flip Gordon was loved. That's proper babyface and heel reactions for those two. I mean, there were no heels in the main event.
Adam Page, that thing, I don't know if it necessarily counts because it wasn't. I mean, that
it does
was
count.
What it was.
Because Hangman Page killed Joey Ryan. And when Joey Ryan made his big comeback, Hangman Page was booed out of the building, and Joey Ryan got like a God's reaction. I mean, Cody, for crying out loud, Cody and Nick Aldis, you want to talk about old school traditional wrestling? Cody was, cannot even believe how over Cody was, based on the reactions fan gave him after he left WWE. Nick Aldis was preposterously over as a heel.
Ridiculous.
As the NWA World Heavyweight Champion. It was ridiculous. Yeah. Up and down the show, like, the baby faces were cheered, the heels were booed. Now, Raw, I mean, if you want to talk about how Raw's all messed up, I mean, the Shield could not possibly act more heelish, but they're supposed to be baby faces. One of them is hated, but he's supposed to be a baby face. He's supposed to be the top baby face. And Braun Strowman's supposed to be hated, even though he just got buddies to help him because the other guys were beating him up 3-on-1. I mean, Kevin Owens now helping the guy that...
That made his life hell, yeah, that made absolutely no sense.
What the hell's going on that show?
Yeah.
If you want to complain about a show, like, you can complain about whatever you want, but don't tell me there's no heels and faces on All In, and I don't know. He didn't say there were on WWE, so I can't go with that
one. Again, in a way, I know what he's saying, but it's just, I don't know. That's a very, I like Jim Cornette, but that would be a very Cornette kind of thing to say.
All right, we're going to do a break here in just a moment. When we come back, calls, text messages, and more. Wrestling Observer Live.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Let's do some text messages here, everybody.
Yeah?
Yeah. Someone called like 9 times during the break but kept hanging up, so I'm giving up on the phone for a while. This person here says, how quickly do you think they will bury the entire roster to get the Shield over and then bury the Shield so that they can get Roman over? Well, hey, they're working on killing that mid-card every day, so I don't know. I'm over Raw, so let's ask another one here. Marie, lucky to be able to walk. 2 botches. The rest angle was dumb. Better to allow Braun to cash in and Dolph have his rematch. Even more heat, both can win.
Do you think with Brie, they had the one dive scheduled and then like that kind of got messed up? So, yeah, you know what? No, you know what? Want to get this one back, we're going to do a second one. And that one kind of failed too. Or do you think they actually had 2 on the dock?
I have no idea. All I know is you don't have to do a dive. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
You do not have to do
two
a dive.
Of them. That's what I was curious about.
It's okay to just have a wrestling match. I mean, if you're capable of doing a great dive like Ricochet, then by all means, do a dive.
Sure.
But Brie Bella does not need to be doing a dive.
I didn't know Brie Bella for her dives, so
probably
that's why it kind of surprised me.
A good 70% of the roster doesn't need to do a dive. But that's like one of those big things. Do a dive.
The roster. Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Can you see if you're blocked by Sami Zayn?
I'll check here in a bit.
Thank you. Because I'd like to know if you have been blocked by Sami Zayn in the same way that I have been blocked randomly, I would assume, by Sami Zayn.
Well, did he block you?
Yes.
Okay, well, you said you assumed by Sami Zayn. No, I'm not blocked.
This is amazing to me.
What do you do
now?
I would
love to know why. I have no idea. I'm assuming this is because of the Road Dogg thing. I'm guessing this is because of the Road Dogg thing.
I don't know. I'm not blocked by him.
I'm trying to think of what else it could possibly be. It couldn't be for any political reason or anything like that. So it would have to be either an association with you guys, because I know a lot of people get salty about that. And there's a Ricochet effect of, you know, well, Dave and Brian, I don't like them. I'll block Mike. Okay. But then there's like Nick Aldis. You guys said something nasty about Nick Aldis way back when he was in Impact, and he decided to like block everybody from the site. So I don't ask me what the reasoning really is behind that. But in this case, I guess I would just have to assume because of the thing with Road Dogg, which just absolutely boggles my mind. Again,
he didn't block me.
Like, well, that's what's amazing too. It's like Jericho blocking me. Because we talked about his cruise in a like light joking manner, and he blocks me, but not you, because I guess he desperately needs to promote that thing, so that's why he wouldn't block you. I'm trying to think what the logic would be for Sami Zayn for this one.
As far as here says, All In was great. Watched with my 10-year-old son. He's seen most of the BTE stuff leading to the show. But with that said, the inflatable peni coming out was a bit awkward. Had my wife been in the room.
You let your kid watch Being the Elite for this entire time? So that is actually the weird thing that comes out of this?
She would have been upset with that had he been watching. Listen, if you were watching with a family member, an inflatable peni came out, and you were very uncomfortable, I don't blame you. I would have been as well. But my point when reviewing this and talking about this is, if you're watching Being the Elite, and there are storylines involving Joey Ryan's penis and Joey Ryan being killed by Hangman Page, there was nothing about that storyline that did not make complete and total sense in the Being the Elite universe.
That's true.
Payoff that was required to happen on that day.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, I can understand you not liking it. I can understand you being upset about it. I'd be embarrassed, too, if my family walked in. But don't tell me that it's as stupid as, like, a random New Day segment with pancakes. It's just, there's no point to it other than they're trying to get over pancakes for a product they don't even sell. It's two completely different things.
T-shirts with the pancakes on them.
This person here says, I love how the same fans who hate Kenny and the Young Bucks are the same fans who want to see them in WWE. I don't hear from those fans. I've muted all of them. I'll take your word for it. This person says, any word on how bad the cut on Seth's arm was last night? WWE's YouTube channel went to great lengths not to show his arm after the paddy wagon spot. I have heard nothing this morning, so I presume it's fine. I would think that if he had done a Goldberg, it probably would have been pretty bad. There are so many WCW-WWE parallels of late. Not to the degree that I think they're going out of business anytime soon. I'm just talking the booking and the shows.
Yeah, it's because they're not going out of business anytime soon.
No, and the thing with Seth was an accident. He wasn't supposed to go through a glass window or whatever happened. It was just sort of an accident.
Well, Goldberg, the, you know, the dummy.
He was supposed to punch through it.
No, he was. Well, no, I don't think he was.
No, he was supposed to have a gimmick in his hand that was supposed to help break the window. But the gimmick he didn't have, but he still wanted to break the window, so he just punched right through it and sliced himself after death.
I thought he was pissed off. Wasn't that the Scott Hall thing?
Yeah.
Where he was supposed to break it, but he couldn't find the pipe or whatever it was, and he just decided to punch it like a dummy. Which, you know, and I'm, you know, not calling Goldberg out, but I mean,
well, just did,
he's kind of a dummy. I mean, sliced up his arm pretty good.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, this is Gary in Ohio.
Yes.
Hi. Just want to say, got a live version of Raw last night. I was there. And believe it or not, I sat right behind Alexa Bliss's family.
Really?
How's mom?
Yep. They were all there. And got to talk to Alexa's grandma some. And she just gave some history on Alexa about how she was in the Arnold Classic. And she doesn't like her being in wrestling, and it was real nice. Got to talk to a bunch of her family members, and of course she was over like crazy, but really the show was, in my opinion anyway, kind of average, but what got me was the crowd. I mean, it was, I guess the best way to describe them was respectable. I mean, they didn't, I mean, usually I've been to many shows in Columbus, and it could be a little inconsistent and rude, but this one was really good. I mean, they cheered the faces, booed the heels mostly. There was hardly any what chance, and I mean, it was pretty respectable. I was in shock.
Man. Well, listen, I want to...
Really? But...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Quick.
Okay, but yeah, like I said, it was... I mean, the crowd was probably one of the most different crowds I've been in.
Maybe it was a full moon. I want to thank you very much for the call. The all-in crowd was ridiculously respectful. Everybody said that. Wow. So maybe if the Columbus crowd is that respectful, you'll get more shows in Columbus. Maybe they'll just start not going to all the cities that cause all these problems and just go wherever the hell they want. They could do whatever they want. I mean, they could run in one town, one good town, until they burn it out and then run in another good town. I don't think they're gonna, but pointing out.
No. For God's sakes.
Bert says, I watched All In, and as primarily a WWE viewer, I really enjoyed the show. Lots of good wrestling. Penta and Omega were outstanding. I also liked the... I don't even know what word he wrote there. And was likely just behind Omega in terms of crowd reaction. I think he meant to say Skrull, but his phone corrected it to Skewer Star. These phones are more trouble than they're worth. WWE fans need to realize that there are huge stars outside their company banner. Well, they won't, so don't bother. Just use that mute button. Two small things that bug me, this person says. When Corbin sent out the face geeks to stop the brawl, who was front and center to help but Finn Balor? Yeah. Unfortunately, fans have been conditioned to see faceless geeks breaking up people as geeks.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Finn was out there. Owens runs out to help the guy that has made his life hell for months to beat up the Shield. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And by the way, somebody alerted me that Seth put a photo on his Instagram of his arm, and
it's cut.
It says it was pretty ugly, but he seemed okay. So
there you go.
There you go. Bliss has a bruise on her arm and her face. Was it real or makeup to sell Rousey beating her up? I don't know. I haven't heard. I presume it's makeup, but they don't usually do that, so maybe she actually got clobbered in that angle.
Hey, this ain't ballet, all right? Maybe she had to try to catch Brie on a dive at a house show or something.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What is going on?
Hey, this is Andrew from Chicago, first-time caller. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so I won't say anything about Raw other than it was just wacky.
It was wacky.
But I will ask, so on YouTube, they like to, on WWE, they like to post full matches from the network, like Cena versus Styles for the championship.
Yeah.
I just wonder your opinion on, like, why you think they do that. I feel like you would save the bigger matches on the network for, like, paying customers rather than on the internet like that.
Well, that's a good question. I want to thank you very much for the call. I mean, the best answer that I can give you is when you're going to give something away for free to promote something you want people to pay for, I mean, you could give away a lot of lame matches, but then you kind of, you may give people the expectation that there's only lame matches on there. Which, I mean, people shouldn't get that expectation, but, I mean, when we give away free shows, I usually will find, like, a really, really, really good show and give it away for free, because I want people to hear that one and go, man, I want to sign up. So, there's so many matches on the network. It's not like giving away a free match every week is going to make any dent in the network. And if you give away great stuff and say, man, you could have all of these anytime you want in the network, it's probably a pretty good selling point. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. These are really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to New York. Drink responsibly.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Before my question, I just want to draw a parallel between the Kevin Smith and Kevin Owens. No matter what happens on Raw, they'll be back next week to fight with the other buddy.
Yes. Did you understand any of that, Mike? His phone was very bad. Something about Kevin Owens, no matter what they do, they'll be back next week.
Very bubby, I think. Unfortunately, I couldn't understand it. But yeah, I mean, just to piggyback off of that, yeah, why was he there? I just don't understand. And maybe there's a bigger story that's going to be at play here. But Kevin Owens, and I can understand why he buddied up to Stephanie. Remember that in this whole situation? I can get that. And terrible people, you know, work together. But
what was the point of quitting?
But that was the thing. It's
didn't
like
even miss a week.
The whole thing with Braun Strowman and coming back to help him after quitting for no reason when they didn't really mention anything about it. I know you said that they mentioned Baron Corbin was working to get him back. Well, it was not a point of the story at all, and he just comes out to randomly help Braun. I mean, maybe there's a bigger story here that needs to play out. Again, I just don't have any faith in them to do that, and I guess we'll just have to see. But regardless, can't some people, like, not everyone has got to be super special or super average. And like you mentioned, people, as soon as you see geeks run out in a pull apart, that's kind of what you think about them. And you usually reserve your top stars in a situation like that until it's a situation where it's like Brock Lesnar and Goldberg, not this one, where what did you need Kevin Owens out there for? What do you need a lot of the people that you have out there when it comes to these pull-aparts? Why does everyone have to be equal? It doesn't really make any sense.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hi, it's Rory from Melbourne, Australia here. And I was just wondering about what do you think the capacity is for All In 2? I think they can go 30,000 to 45,000.
No, not that high. No, that's pretty high.
I still think I forget what it was called, but like the Red Bull Stadium in New York, so something big like that. I can see it happening. I can see people wanting to sell it out.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I think that Madison Square Garden obviously sold out. That's much bigger than 10,000. I think that they could do, I don't know.
Well, why not just try to aim for 15 at higher ticket prices and to tighten everything up? Maybe that would be a better idea than going a little bit bigger and like going, I don't know how big Audi Field is, like say in D.C., and I don't know how big the soccer fields are that he's mentioning in New York, and I guess have come up in conversation. Instead of like taking that jump to 20 or 25,000, why not just try to do 15 or 16 or even look, even a little bit smaller than that, but again, with higher ticket prices, with a tighter operation, with just everything that you learned from this one and all the mistakes, learn from those two and don't make them again. And just try to make it an annual tradition instead of possibly jumping the shark too early. You know what I mean? You know, I just, baby steps here. I know everybody, this is going to revolutionize the business and all this sort of stuff. It could just be a one-off show and nothing happens. So time's going to tell, but I know everybody wants this to be, let's jump into an 80,000-seat building or whatever with this next time around, but there might not even be a next time around.
I think there's going to be at least one next time around.
I would figure that there is, but again, you know, the need to jump this to 25 or something like that, hey, if you can do it, obviously. But I don't necessarily think that everybody's got to make that leap to that one. You know what I'm saying?
This person here says, what happens now? Does Ring of Honor get bigger? Does a new promotion start from it? You were great in the Battle Royal, by the way.
Ouch.
Get out of here.
Man.
Are you kidding me?
Is he calling you Marco or somebody else?
He's calling me Marco Stunt.
Little ass.
Hey, listen. I saw Marco Stunt twice this weekend. I saw him at the AEW show, where he faced MJF.
You scared, homie?
And I saw him in the back. Are you kidding me? Am I scared? This guy, if you guys haven't seen Marco Stunt, by the way, when I saw him versus MJF, I thought, I've got to have a match with this kid. I have to have a match with him. Then I actually saw him up close. And it was like, if I have a match with this kid, and it ends up anywhere on the internet, and any of the parents of my jiu-jitsu kids see it, I'll lose every single one of my students.
Why? Why?
Mike, yeah. I met Rey Mysterio this weekend, and I met Marco Stunt, okay?
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio looked like Andre the Giant next to Marco Stunt. I'm not sure that legally I could even get in the ring with Marco Stunt.
Will you
I got to confirm. Everybody was like, he looks like he's 12. Meanwhile, I teach 12-year-olds. There's no way he's 12. Maybe 10.
Oh, wait. He's got more upper body development than a 10-year-old.
Oh, get out of here. I was right there. You weren't there?
I don't know. I saw the match he had at Lost in New York, and he did not look that sprightly and tiny and prepubescent.
Oh, really? Who'd he face? Octagoncito?
No, he faced a large dude. I forget the dude's name. MJK or something. I forget. Dude had, everybody's got initials now. Whatever it was.
So MJF, was not the same match I saw?
No, it was just not Machine Gun Kelly either.
Not Machine Gun. Anyway, the point is, this match is not going to happen.
Why?
It would be criminal. Do you understand? Mike, there was a time in 1998, okay, when I was very small in this business. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now I'm an average-sized guy. I'm not kidding. I would say that, maybe not directly in the middle, but I would say that a good 30 to 40% of the guys on the indie scene are shorter than I am, and the remainder are taller. So I'm like an average-sized guy nowadays. I can't go in there with this kid. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Gentlemen, how you doing today?
What's happening?
Oh, getting ready to move.
To Seattle?
Actually, yes, I am.
Oh, God. Really? Whereabouts?
Yes, I'm Woodinville.
No, you're not.
You're not going from Memphis to Woodinville, are you?
Oh, man.
Yes, I'm.
You're in trouble now, Mike.
My brother offered me a place to stay, and only thing I'm worried about is I got to find a jiu-jitsu school, so I'm going to look for good jiu-jitsu schools out there.
I hope you find a good one.
Yes. But that's not why I call.
I figured.
I call about All In. I was happy.
Yeah, so was I.
I was. Yes. Isn't it great to have? You remember the last time I called, I was so disappointed after I watched that god-awful show that happened in May that made me nearly stop watching wrestling, made me so angry and bitter. And then I call again today after a weekend of happiness. I was so happy that I actually put down my – normally when I watch a wrestling show, especially the major league company, I watch, be on my phone and watch. I actually did something I haven't done. I did two things I haven't done in a long time. I put my phone down and watched the show, and – you will not believe this. I haven't done this in 5 years. I actually bought it on pay-per-view.
Wow.
And it was – no, let me explain this to people to understand this. In the age where you can get on Fife in different ways online, I actually went old school and bought a show that I enjoy.
Wow.
And I had my 12-year-old little cousin around. He's 12 years old. He's innocent. And I had.
Hey, how much does he weigh and how tall is he, by the way?
Why, you won't put him over? What does it matter?
Excuse me.
He's about your size, Brian.
Oh, how about that?
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
He's a big boy. I ain't going to lie.
Exactly. 12, everyone.
Yeah.
Jesus. Anyway.
Anyway, I had to explain, but he still got the innocence, so I had to explain that spot, which is the greatest spot in history, and I like to say this about the show. It was everything I wanted. You got your old-school wrestling with Cody and Nick Aldis. You got your wacky six-man tags with the Bucks. You got your classic five-star matches with Okada and Kenny Omega.
Brandy in an army get up.
Yeah, and you got you got the penile druids come out, which was awesome, and the look on my 12-year-old cousin's face was awesome. I had that long conversation with him to explain that to him, which was awesome.
He's going to have to run into
the rest
a lot
of his
weight
life. The rest of his life. John, I want to thank you very much for the call. Come stop by sometime. But listen, I got to say, I've said it on the other shows, but this is true. Not only was everybody polite, everybody this weekend was so happy. The fans. Now, granted, there were some problems with StarCast. I talked to some people there that also have run conventions and have been at conventions that have nothing to do with wrestling. And they said, you know what? It is a little hectic. Obviously, it could be a little bit better. But, man, for a first-time convention, this is not bad at all. Now, with that said, with the exception of people not being able to find where they were supposed to be, or there were a couple of incidences where I guess guys didn't know they were going to sign that day. There were some things like that. But, I mean, with the exception of that, everybody was so happy all weekend. They were so happy to be there. And I'm not just talking the fans. I'm talking the wrestlers. If you've ever gone to like a WWE Access event, like all the guys are there signing and the girls, and there's always like, I can't say always, but usually there's like a WWE employee standing right next to them. And I'm sure they're happy to be there and meet the fans, but they got to be careful what they say. They got to be careful what they do. They're probably a little bit on edge. I mean, there was nothing like that on this show. Everybody was so happy to be there. The wrestlers were. I mean, I had wrestlers after the show come up and say, where are all the jerk fans? There aren't any. I couldn't believe it. It was like everybody involved on the weekend could have just got on a spaceship and just all left the planet together and been totally happy. I've never, in the entire time I've gone to shows or
when
whatever.
When is Poochie going back?
I've never had a weekend like this where everybody was so happy about pro wrestling. It was crazy. And I came home for Raw. And this guy's cutting promos on me over text message. Can't even believe it. Let's see what else we got here. Do you know the identity of the inflatable peni? I do not. And no, one of them was not CM Punk. Oh, here's a good one. How do you think Joe visiting AJ's house tonight will go? Classic. This is a classic example of WWE doing something a decade ago that sucked. But I'm sure a bunch of young writers watched and thought it was so cool at the time. And now they're doing it again. Do you guys remember when Randy Orton... Was it who?
Randy Orton, Triple H.
Randy Orton, Triple H.
At the front garden window, what do they call that thing? Yep.
Listen, this was one of the all-time dumbest angles that they did that didn't involve, like, you know, Katie Vick. And let me tell you something. From going to that WrestleMania...
He had a worked wife.
They shot this angle with Triple H and AJ at the house. And when that... Randy. Randy Orton. After that angle at WrestleMania, that match was dead.
Started with a lockup, too.
D-E-D. Nobody cared.
D-E-D.
Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, let me say this. If any two guys can make a home invasion angle work, it is Samoa Joe and AJ Styles. But the issue is, home invasion angles never work because they're so ridiculous. Samoa Joe going to the guy's house. Are you kidding me? Fans don't buy that.
Wendy,
I mean, they don't buy anything, but
it could be so over the top that it could be good as long as when they start throwing fists that they can make something go out of that. If this is just going to be he beats him up in front of his daughter sort of thing, I don't know if this is even necessary, but maybe they put a new spin on it. If anybody's going to be able to do it, it's going to be what Samoa Joe's doing right now. He has been fantastic.
This person says, not all home bits were bad. Pillman's gun freakout was TV gold.
Well,
I mean,
don't look back on that one pleasantly, all right?
Lots of people. Did Marty end up taking the heat for his match with Okada going long? Yeah, we talked all about this on Saturday night. I don't know if he had any. I mean, let's put it this way. I don't know if anyone directed any heat towards him, but I know that there was a ton of frustration because that match was supposed to end. They told the guys to go home. They didn't go home. They sent out a referee to tell them to go home. They wouldn't go home. They sent word to the cameraman, to everybody, to just tell these guys to get out of there. And they just kept going. And the main event ended up being cut from 24 minutes to 12 minutes. So,
next up on Beating the Elite, Marty ruins everything.
I don't know. All I know is if I were the Young Bucks and like I worked a year to put this show together, and at the end of the day, my match got cut to 12 minutes because they wouldn't go home when they were supposed to, I'd be mad. But that's just me. I don't know what their thoughts are. We're out of time, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with more and a special guest tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. Talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.